Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPJ, shear number 144. That's by Spanimi, joint shear number 144. We are talking about emotional intelligence in marriage. And at the end of last year, we started to talk about the healthy aspects of delayed gratification and impulse control, which is a huge, crucial concept in emotional intelligence. Most of us are still in at that child mode in these instances, and we need to work through it. So here are questions that you could ask yourself and then improve upon it. It's not meant to make you feel bad. It's meant to recognize it and correct it, which is within your ability to do with a simcha and with a self-confidence. So, for example, do you get very upset when faced with a stressful situation at work or in your relationship? Are you able to remain focused and calm when under pressure or at work or in your relationship? Or it's difficult for you? It's okay to recognize it's difficult for you, and you can work through it. As you learn more about this concept of emotional intelligence that we talked about here in the Bais Pnimi Joint Shiurim, and which we did or we are going to do, and we have been doing very much in this Friday Shiurim, do you persist and tend to give up in the face of obstacles, whether it's at work or whether it's in your relationship and marriage? And this is something that can be worked on. Overly persistent to the point of stubbornness in unhealthy ways is not good either. But very often we give up too quickly with our goals and our aspirations. It's the yush that the Yetzer Hara pulls upon us and drags us down. And we need to really work to fight against that and to persist, to revalue the midah of persistence, to become more self-reliant when solving problems. You could ask other people's advice, but you rely on yourself, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu really through you, to solve your problems. Do you love challenges or you shrink from them? Now, no one likes challenges in the sense because it gets us out of our comfort zone and we're not familiar with it and we're not comfortable with it, and these are growing pains, but we need to learn to embrace it. At some point, you'll even learn to love it because you'll recognize that it's a key for your growth and a way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even if you're not yet on the Madrega to love it, at least don't shrink away from it and learn to accept it and put a positive spin on it. And recognize that Hashem put you in this matzav. It's for you to learn things and to move towards it in a healthy way. Do you set your goals and work towards them by delaying the desires that may interfere with them? That's also very important. You know, sometimes when you really want to finish a mesechta or shas, you have to overcome some other aspects that you want to do certain things, you want to relax in certain ways, and you force yourself to learn. Again, you have to do it in a normal, healthy way, not to affect your health, but it will require some effort because your body wants to do other things than learn or daven or finish a mesechta. So it takes a certain degree of delayed gratification of one's desires in order to do this. But it will give you not just Olam Haba, not just ruchnistic pleasure, but physical pleasure as well. Can you wait patiently for the material things that you want? Do you make demands of your spouse, your husband and wife, just to gratify yourself? This is a very, very important insight. It's okay, we said this many times, it's okay to express healthy needs that you need physically, spiritually, emotionally towards one's wife towards one's husband. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But the idea of making demands, putting pressure, and having that total self-centeredness, that's not healthy. There's to be a balance of giving and a certain selflessness, and even when you're asking for needs, it's in a healthy, normal way with the purpose of having menuchas hanefesh and the purpose of reciprocating that kindness towards your husband or wife. I mean, you have needs that need the five love languages as an example, as we discussed always, that you want your wife or your husband to express those love languages to you, to feed you and to nourish you. And you have a right to ask this of one another. But it's always with the purpose of that. When I am fed and whole, I could reciprocate and give that back to you. That is really the idea. Are you patient with your spouse in getting your needs met? Meaning you don't act like an immature child if it's not yet met, but you work on it in a healthy way. Are you self-disciplined Do you do what needs to be done even if you don't want to do it? This is part of life. Very often, you know, we go up, this is a day we're not in the mood of working. We're not even in the mood of going to shul. We're not in the mood of davening shacharis. We're not in the mood. And the idea of having that self-discipline and doing the right thing in a healthy way, again, it's a delayed gratification type of an aspect that will give you ultimately, sipak ha-nefesh, Hashem will give you that matana to express even your appetites and wants and desires in an appropriate way and in a moderate way, in a healthy way, not in a demanding way. Certainly not towards your husband or towards your wife. You have to make sure also that even if your wife or husband allows you to satisfy your needs through them in whatever way it is, emotionally, physically, sexually, and so on and so forth, make sure not to deprive them, make sure not to harm them, to keep your impulses in check in the sense that you respect and protect the borders and boundaries of your spouse so they are comfortable. This applies a lot in the sexual realm where one of them wants to explore certain things, the other one is somewhat is still uncomfortable, but they're both willing because they love each other. But you always do that with sensitivity. We're not going to get into that subject now in detail. We talked about it in other shiurim. But even as you're exploring different things sexually on things that you both asked and know that are permitted, but there's certain nervousness about it, uncomfortableness about it, and there is a process to get there, to always be sensitive and respectful and loving. That is the real key to all of that, to control urges and passions emotionally and in your behaviors in the healthy, right way. So this is the idea. You stop what you're doing sometimes. You need to take a breath, the deep breath, and get relaxed and get centered and think about different ways. You know, if you're not thinking the right way, okay, let me take a deep breath. Let me see, is there another way to think through with this in a more mature way, in a more emotionally intelligent way? So this is a very, very important. To develop these emotional quotient, EQ qualities, this emotional intelligence, and that will help you so much in life. Don't insist on getting your way with your wife or husband. Don't be overly demanding, not emotionally, not physically, not sexually, not in any way. You express your desires in an appropriate way in your marriage towards your spouse. And sometimes, yes, you need to put aside your needs in deference to the needs of your husband or your wife, not to act impulsively that way. And you work on even the touchy subjects, to work on it with sensitivity. You know, your wife or husband says, oh, you're eating too much, you're drinking too much, it's a touchy issue. So make sure not to respond in an unhealthy way. Be self-aware. Is he or she right? Am I indeed overeating or overdrinking? So on and so forth. Am I watching too much shows? Am I demanding too much of my husband or wife sexually? Or am I withdrawing too much from my husband or wife sexually? Delayed gratification or controlling impulses, it's much more difficult if you have habits that are out of your control. So when it comes to addiction, you need outside professional help, whether one is an alcoholic or addicted to a drug or medication or other addictive type disorders or sexual addiction. All of these things need additional special help. The idea behind all of this in emotional intelligence is to work on self-motivation in a healthy way. That is the real key, to self-motivate in a healthy way. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you the cheshek, to motivate yourself, to get higher and grow. You have to remind yourself to do things. You have to push yourself to do things. Not because of outside rewards, but just to actualize your potential, to develop that self-confidence. To be willing to put forth the effort that you know you need to put forth. Even if it's dealing with household chores and duties that you're not interested in doing. And you force yourself to do it, and then at some point you reframe it and actually get to enjoy it. I have to do it anyway. I might as well make the most of it. Participate in healthy activities that both your husband or your wife together they could enjoy. Facing the parental responsibilities together, jointly, using your good communication skills. And if you don't have good communication skills, develop them in a better way. To be persistent about your physical exercise and your emotional well-being and so on and so forth. That is a very, very important. All these things that we described here is extremely important. And we finished the summary of the book, What Smart Couples Know, which is about emotional intelligence in marriage. We're going to continue, Be'ezras Hashem, in the shiurim discussing whether it's John Gottman's books on it and others, Svarim, pertaining to emotional intelligence, pertaining to marriage. It is a very, very important insight. The idea being is that we're here to work on our midos. A big insight of it is emunah, which is overall having faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reliance on Him. But the bitachin, the practice of bitachin, which HaKaras HaTayu, like we said in the last year, is a big part of it. And this autonomy. Autonomy means it's a very unusual thing. Everything is in the hands of Hashem, except for Yirah Shamayim. Of course, you ask Hashem for all your help, recognizing every good thing comes from Hashem. But at the same time, Hashem wants you to make that keli, to work on it, to help as a parent together with your husband or wife, to help with your relationship with one another, to compliment each other, to praise each other, to support each other, to be self-motivated into doing that, to embrace challenges that come up and work on it in a calm, healthy way, to have a healthy balance between work and relaxation. One needs to sometimes have menuchas ha-nefesh to sit back and watch your health and do it else the mitzvah, shmarta misnafshei seichem. Don't make sure not to hurt other people. Sometimes we do it out of rote. We don't even understand why we do it, but we hurt often our husbands and our wives needlessly. We cause them pain that does not need to be there. It's understandable when we are under stress that we'll make those mistakes, but we need to self-correct right away. And then we figure out a way, what is a better way? We have this situation anyway. Yes, we have a certain stressful problem, but how are we going to act towards one another with a calmness, with a derech eretz, with a love for one another? So this is the real idea over here of practicing these things and testing yourself and understanding what you need to do to recognize, to build healthy self-esteem, which we spoke about a lot in the Friday Shiurim, and we're going to talk about in the Shiurim as well. To work on the midas you need to work on, to remove the neediness that you may feel or the insecurities that you may feel and develop a level of higher self-confidence, recognizing that Hashem is giving you koyach and empowering you to do wonderful and amazing things, not to feel inferior to most people or not to feel arrogant either, but have a healthy, positive image based on the holy neshama Hashem gives you as a matana and to actualize it in the best possible way. That's a way of having self-esteem without the ego getting mixed in. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help all of us with all of this, to be aware of our motivations, our inner life, our outer life, to be aware of developing all these midas tayves that we discussed in the last several shiurim pertaining to emotional intelligence and good midas. And may we continue on this journey together and enhance the lives of every person around us, and especially to enhance the specific life of your husband and your wife. Be'ezras Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.